Draytan Tashibar, Namo Guru. When the Jetson Milarepa was staying at Red Rock Summit in Drin, a teacher of the Dray clan named Draytan, who had never seen the Jetson but was greatly impressed by his fame, came with great faith to meet him. On arriving at his dwelling place, he thought, "Except for a single cooking pot, there's nothing here. None of the necessary supplies, not to mention that there's not a single implement of Dharma practice, like a text or a representation of the deity. Nothing here that could serve as a source of inspiration for daily practice." And then he thought, "I wonder what will happen to him when he dies." The Jetson knew what he was thinking and said, "Draytan, you don't need to worry about that. I have the very best texts and the best deity representation anyone could get. So when death comes, I'll have no regrets. I'll be perfectly content." Then he broke into song.
To all Father Gurus, I bow in supplication.
In my own body, which is the mandala of the victor, the deity,
what they say, he does have clairvoyant knowledge. So the other amazing claims they make about him must also be true. Undivided faith arose in him, and straight from his heart he said, "Lamala, please accept me as your student." The Jetson saw that this was a student who was ready. So he gave him empowerment along with the relevant instructions and sent him off to meditate. As a result, Drayton gave rise to excellent experiences of bliss in his meditation. One day, Drayton came to the Jetson while many disciples were gathered before him and said, "In the past, I had no experience of happiness that comes from within, so my attachment to wealth and material things was very strong. But you have no attachment to anything at all, and yet you have the happiness that comes from within. Now, I would like to stay in mountain retreats just like you and come to know such happiness." The Jetson was delighted and said, "If you stayed in mountain retreat, you could be happy all the time, and later you could guide others to an excellent happiness like this." He then sang the song of realization called Eight Wonderful Forms of Happiness.
Thank you. To this path and follow it through the one.
Drayton and his followers were totally inspired by this song. Drayton said, "All of this is incredibly amazing. Now I beseech you, please grant me an easy-to-understand, easy-to-practice instruction on how to cut through mistakes in the practice of view, meditation, conduct, and fruition." Milarepa replied, "Then this is how you should practice." And he sang him this song of realization.
To all Father Gurus, I bow in great respect.
If you're gaining a decisive understanding of the view, your study will not throw your stream of mind off course, but as long as you've not realized awareness, basic being, don't think to speak of emptiness is to view the emptiness. What we meet with in our lives, just like an echo bouncing back, is the effect of our own helpful, harmful eyes come back. So whatever you might do, make sure that you do not scoff at the law of karmic cause and effect. If you don't get the distinctions in the paths that have been taught, you'll just be clinging to the names for basic mind. Your view will just be another way of clinging to yourself. And so don't go and criticize what others are calling it. If you're putting meditation into practice in your life, but the natural state has not yet manifest for you, you have not yet cut through exaggeration from within, you do not know it is clear light that's shining as your mind. The elixir of experience in meditation, if this potion of experience is not safeguarding you, don't think that emptiness is something to cling to. Don't think to grasp at emptiness, as fortress will do. What's encountered is the union of appearance emptiness, but don't think that means you just can let your striving taper off. And don't be all too literal and toss attributes away. Sure, things are empty, but don't fixate on their emptiness. Take care that you don't wallow in the sweet taste of the bliss of coarser thoughts subsiding in defiled bliss's waves, and the non-conceptuality of stable shamatha. Don't cling to that as being genuine reality. If you're practicing the conduct where all smacks of equal taste, but experience of this has not yet really dawned within, and appearances are not uplifted, not yet blessed, and if the senses' objects do not manifest as bliss, then your fabricating thoughts still have you under their sway. Take care your special forms of training don't degenerate. Be careful or the methods that you use along the way may not become a path that ends up liberating you. if fruition really were directly manifest for you, then you would not succumb to the extremes of hope and fear, where you would think that Buddhahood could come from somewhere else than from seeing the initial nature of your mind. The form Kaya is manifesting just to train those to be trained. You would not get attached to as the real Buddha. And the dissolution of the thoughts in Dharmakaya, you would not take to mean that being gets snuffed out. Enlightened qualities, activities, and pure domains, all of these are wisdom's sacred outlook self-display. Whatever you might do, it's sure what you would not is take all these as being solid things outside.
Decisive certainty dawned in Drayton's mind. He meditated in mountain retreat for a long time, and experience of the special qualities which are signs of heat were born in his heart. He came to be known as Drayton Tashibar, one of Milarepa's close sons who were teachers of meditation.